Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And we are very thrilled to have good friends with us this morning. The Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs is now showing an exhibition called Energy in All Directions. The exhibition brings rarely seen artworks and new acquisitions from the Tang collection together in dialogue with objects from the Shaker Museum's extensive holdings to celebrate the life and legacy of artist and gallerist Hudson. Hudson and the Shakers valued acceptance, equality, and artistry, and both built new communities that shared common themes of inclusion, interconnectedness, and innovation. They were both radicals in their time. The exhibition also includes a poetry and music commissioning project that's created in partnership with the Saratoga Performing Arts Center and the Academy of American Poets. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. Ian was saying hello, and I don't know if I'm hearing Ian.
Hello,
Ian, are you hearing me? All right, we're working on that now. Lacey, you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Excellent. Ian Barry, you can hear me. Maybe not. May just be you and me, Lacey. Let me finish the introduction, and we'll get through this.
Hello.
On Friday, the Tag's Dunkerley Dialogue series will feature poet Nicole Brown and artist Carrie Smith in an online conversation with Shaker Museum director Lacey Schutz. Am I saying that right, Lacey?
Yes.
And Jeff Bailey. With us today to tell us about the exhibition and Friday's event are, I think, Ian Barry, the Dayton director of the Tang. Hello, Ian, are you there? All right, we'll get Ian in a second, and Lacey Schutz, who is the director of the the Shaker Museum. I'm the shaky
Sometimes
one.
Sometimes it feels shaky.
Yeah, I'm the shaky one. Ian will be with us hopefully in a moment. Lacey, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
That seemed like a very, very long introduction, and I apologize. It's certainly apt because there's a lot here. How did this particular collaboration come about, Lacey?
Well, Ian had reached out to me and to my colleagues at Shaker Museum some time ago about his idea for this exhibition. And in fact, I think about 20 years ago, when Ian first started at the Tang, he had also curated an exhibition of objects from Shaker Museum, and you know, I think got to know the collection at that point. And you know, I don't know how long this idea had been percolating for him, but you know, the Tang in general is interested in being a friend and partner to other cultural organizations in the area, and you know, it was fun to sort of get back into the collection and hear Ian's perspective on the exhibition that he curated in the past and what we were going to do with this one.
So tell us about Energy in All Directions, of how this came about, and ultimately what you're looking to accomplish here with it.
Art portion of it, because I'm really, really was mostly involved in selecting the objects on the Shaker side.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, as you described in your introduction, this gallerist Hudson, you know, really carved out a special place within the contemporary art world that was inclusive of a lot of different kinds of people. And, you know, there's a through line from the Shakers there that they created these communities starting in the late 1700s in the United States that were very unusual, especially for their time, in the way that they accepted different kinds of people into them and created this kind of environment where you could be a person of color, or you could you could be a woman and come in and assume a leadership role. So I think, you know, when the exhibition was coming together, we were really looking at how, you know, how you compare these two very distant in both time and, you know, time and kind of concept, how you could compare these two communities.
So, Lacey, I think probably what we're going to do is we're going to see, because we've been in contact with Ian through email, we're trying to merge two technologies, which doesn't seem to be working this morning. Oh, do we have Ian? We may have Ian. Ian, are you there? You know, in rehearsal, it worked really well, Lacey. Everything went great in rehearsal.
Sure. It always does.
Everybody sounded good. the levels were great. Hey, Ian, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, well, thank God. we are sorry for all the technical issues, but it's great. We're just going to rely on the good old-fashioned phone. And Ian, I thank you very much.
I hope you can hear me okay. It's good to hear you guys.
Well, we can hear you okay. Now, Lacey, I've been putting poor Lacey on the spot of asking her all the questions because, well, she was the only guest.
She's the best. I'm sure she was doing a fantastic job.
She certainly was. So I'm going to go back a little bit and ask you about how this came about and how this partnership came about, and then we'll compare notes.
All right.
I already heard her side of the story. Now I'll hear yours.
Well, 20 years ago, the Tang opened, and this is our 20th anniversary season. And one of the shows that we opened our first year with was a collaboration with the Shaker Museum. And this project revisits that, brings us in collaboration with our friends at the Shaker Museum again in a new way. And is part of a larger regional collection sharing project called All Together Now, where we at the Tang are reaching out to some of our most treasured regional collections and colleagues to make a kind of a year of celebrations around our rarely seen collections. And this is a combination of the just unbelievable resources at the Shaker Museum combined with contemporary art in the Tang's collection, which is being put together around a single person, a gallerist named Hudson, who championed these artists when he was alive.
So let us talk. I want to talk about Hudson in a moment, which Lacey mentioned. Lacey was talking about the Shaker side of this. So let's talk about the Tang side of this exhibition, Energy in All Directions, and how you look at this to merge these two collections. What went into that, Ian?
Well, it actually started. Well, started thinking about our history, as I said, and just the amazing warm feelings I had for that show, and reconnecting with Jerry Grant, who was such a teacher to me about all things Shaker, and then looking around our collection and seeing this confluence of really wonderful contemporary works that. Not quite on purpose, but maybe through some spirit force, all came to the Tang's collection that went through this one place, this feature gallery, which was a really important gallery for me as a young curator to find out about artists and artworks and also explore exhibition making. Hudson, who ran Feature Gallery, was a really inventive exhibition maker. So I took all of that inspiration, saw these things in our collection storage here at the Tang, reached out to Lacey and Jerry, asked if this might work, and we have now put our collections together in these ensembles that are installed throughout the gallery, and you can see pictures of those on the Tang's website.
So I just want to remind folks that you may have lost the thread of things, and I just want to bring the set the table once again. But we have Ian Berry with us, the Dayton director of the Tang, and Lacey Schutz, who is the director of the Shaker Museum. The exhibition is called Energy in All Directions. I would like to talk about some of the events coming up, including the Dunkerley Dialogue Series. But before we talk about that, and given that we have a few moments, I would like to just get both of your perspectives on this weird world that we're living in now, that we're all trying to figure out what is right and what is wrong when it comes to running a museum during a pandemic. So, Ian, let me begin with you, and then we'll go to Lacey on that of the challenges and maybe even some of the unexpected highlights that have come out of this weirdness.
Well, it is weird, Joe, and it definitely is a challenge. The Tang remains closed to the general public, but very much alive and active. For our students, you know, Skidmore students are back, and everyone is following safety protocols and keeping up with the testing, and it's really working on campus. But we are, you know, and we've turned our galleries into classrooms, and we like having energy in all directions up during this time because of the moment of reflection on the values, I think, that are common to the Shakers and the contemporary work. So this time, this weird time, as you said, has given us a moment to reflect on, you know, equality, acceptance, inclusion, innovation. And these are all words that are very much dear to Hudson and very much ways of describing the Shakers. So we're feeling like this project is actually very reflective of how we're thinking about getting through this very strange year.
And Lacey, same question to you as to how this impacts your mission as a museum.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Shaker Museum hasn't had a permanent facility in which to show its collection for more than 10 years. And we're in the process of constructing a new facility in Chatham, New York. So we've had to be very creative and resourceful about how to get the collection out into the world anyway, even pre-pandemic. So we've always done a lot of pop-up things, collaborations with people like Ian at the Tang, and online programming. So we really just, we ramped that up and became more committed to it. And you know, we found that, in fact, it helped us be more attuned to our mission, especially in terms of inclusion, because suddenly we're able to reach, you know, people all over the world. And, you know, we did a program recently that was a knit along where we created a pattern based on a pair of knit mittens in the collection. And we had people, in addition to people all over the United States, we had people from 9 different countries join in during that process. So it's been a good lesson for us to not not think of our online programming as secondary, to really put the same amount of resources into reaching people digitally that we do to reaching them regionally.
The exhibit we're talking about is Energy in All Directions, and there's going to be an event on Friday, this Friday. The Tang's Dunkerley Dialogue Series will feature poet Nicole Brown and artist Carrie Smith in an online conversation with you, Lacey, and Jeff Bailey. So give us a sense of what that event will be like, or what you hope it to be like, Lacey. Because as I said, on paper, this segment seemed great.
Well, it's, you know, it's exciting because it's, you know, the Tang commissioned all of these poets to write about specific objects in this show. And some of them chose the contemporary art, and some of them chose Shaker objects. And one of my favorite pieces was by Nicole Brown about a bee box. It's a box that the Shakers use to get swarms of wild bees and transport them into their domestic hives. And I'm really looking forward to finding out a little bit about what inspired her to choose that piece. And I think it's going to be a fun conversation.
Ian.
Yeah, these dialogues are some of the most exciting things we do, where we get people in conversation together who might not normally, you know, people coming from different disciplines or different areas of expertise. And so I'm thrilled to hear Nicole read her poem. Carrie is a painter who's shown several times at the Tang and has a great work up in the exhibition. And to be in conversation with Lacey and Jeff is just fantastic. We'll have a second one on March 12th with poet Forrest Gander and Chicago artist Kay Rosen, which will be fantastic. Forrest wrote his poem in response to Kay's piece in the show, and they'll be in conversation with a Skidmore professor and poet, April Bernard, which we're really excited about, too.
Let us talk for a moment, Ian, about how people, as you said, the museum is open to students, but for those who are not lucky in that regard, how can people still enjoy the exhibit and see the offerings that you have at the Tang?
Well, you know, you asked about how we're, you know, what are we doing in this strange moment? Well, you know, like Lacey, we've focused a lot of our attention online and deepening exhibitions and projects online, and we've done that for this one. And you'll be able to go on the Tang site and scroll down, read about the show, and then read entries by the Shaker Museum about some of the objects in their collection. Read from the extensive interviews that Hudson did with many of the artists in the exhibition. See lots and lots of images of the works in the show, and you'll be able to check back throughout the spring. We've extended the show into June with hopes that we have some weeks towards the end of May and beginning of June when the public can come see the show in the galleries. But you'll be able to see new writings and new images go up all throughout the spring. So we're hoping that these expanded web pages really connect us with all different kinds of new audiences.
Tell us a little bit. We spoke of it earlier, but I think we didn't get really into Hudson and the interest there, and what people should know about Hudson and how these worlds intersect and help people better understand the work there.
Well, Hudson started his gallery. He was an artist, and he started his gallery in Chicago in the 80s, moved to New York in the late 80s, and his gallery was an eccentric place. It was an independent place. It was a home for a group of artists that became very influential to each other and other artists, and he opened his space and ran his space with a very different attitude and tone than was often met in other areas of the art world, and especially the art market. And it was a place where creativity and innovation and diversity was the norm. And that's why I really saw that there was an interesting connection with the Shakers, where their sense of inclusion, you know, we're saying that both Hudson and the Shakers were radicals in their time. And I love that idea of connecting them through a kind of a radical generosity, a radical care and attention to work and to creativity and to ideas.
And Lacey, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think all of that is true. And it's, you know, I mentioned earlier that Shaker Museum is in the midst of designing a new facility to house the museum in Chatham, New York. And as we've worked with the architect Annabelle Seldorf, all of these things have been foremost in our mind. You know, how do you create a space that's welcoming to a lot of different kinds of people, some of whom might have experience going to museums and some who don't? And I always like the idea about, in some of the literature, Ian talks about how Hudson had his desk kind of centrally located in the gallery space so that he could interact with people when they came in. And I think that's a way to make people feel welcome in a space like that. And it's, you know, as we design our lobby and our cafe and things like that, we're thinking, you know, how do we create that kind of friendly, welcoming communal experience for people as well?
When you look at, to go back to the kind of dealing with where we are right now and planning, Lacey, as you're looking forward, I mean, it was hard enough to figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to do and get all the funding and all that stuff in normal times. So does, what are the opportunities now and has it significantly slowed things or is it just sort of what it was before, you know, maybe with one hand tied behind your back?
It hasn't slowed things down for us. And I think part of that, as Ian was saying, the Shakers were radicals and they had a kind of radical generosity. And I think they had a radical optimism as well. And that's very much part of the story that we're telling about the new museum and the future, of Shaker Museum and the story that we hope to tell in those new gallery spaces, is that it's optimistic and it's an optimistic story and it's optimistic that we're building it. And I think people are very responsive to that right now in this time when we're all so uncertain about things. It's nice to have something positive to look forward to.
The name of the exit.
I totally agree.
Yeah, go ahead, Ian. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think that the notion of building and making new things in this time is so important. And I think even those of us who may have to, change our ways of operating or daily hours or things like that, making new things, getting together, collaborating, staying in touch and staying connected with each other is all the more important. And I feel like museums are at the core of that and are more essential than ever.
I completely agree.
Well, the exhibition is energy in all directions. People can find out more information by going to tang.skidmore.edu. And a lot going on, including this Friday, the Tang's Dunkerley Dialogue Series featuring poet Nicole Brown and artist Carrie Smith in an online conversation with Shaker Museum director Lacey Schutz and Jeff Bailey. And you can find out more on the website as well about that and other events that are taking place. Again, tang.skidmore.edu. We also have the information on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Ian and Lacey, thank you so much for being with us. Our apologies to for some of the technical issues that we had in the beginning, but I appreciate you being such good sports and being with us. And special thanks to our wonderful engineers for making you all here eventually. So that's terrific. And thanks to Mike and Rob for making that all work out as well. It's wonderful to talk to you. I wish you all the best in the future. And thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Yeah, it was great to be here. Thank you so
great
much.
Great to be
Thanks,
with Lisa. You, Joe.
Thanks, Ian. Always good to talk to you. Be well. Again, you can find out more information by going to tang.skidmore.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.org.